Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman, the weekend edition. Actually, this is part two. Randy Taylor is with me, and this is kind of a continuation of what we started. There's going to be additional information contained within this program. But, you know, we had a great discussion on Thursday, and I've got to tell you, this is, there's more to this. There's more coming. I want people to understand that we are a platform of action. And when you support us, you're supporting the action that we, in which we engage. A lot of things that are going to be happening this summer into the fall. I'm not going to get into that now, but I'm going to tell you that we will enact change where possible, when possible, and with other organizations, other people, other platforms. And thank you for allowing us to do that. Your support allows us to do that. And also, please subscribe to us on Rumble. That's a platform that's growing. It's constantly improving. Brighteon, the same. Subscribe both platforms. You don't have to. It's not like you have to do anything except subscribe and hit the like button. But it raises our visibility among the programs that are out there, and we appreciate that. Also, bookmark Hagman PI, HagmanPI.com. Again, appreciate that. There are articles exclusive to HagmanPI.com, as well as some connected articles to other sites, but and of course our program. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for your support in advance or in the previous time. Also, thank you for being part of the interactive meeting. If you go to HagmanPI.com, you can sign up for the interactive meeting. We have that the first Sunday night, 7 p.m. of the month. We appreciate your presence, and we have a good time. It's just kind of a one-on-one campfire chat, if you will. There it is right there. It's Eric the Tech has made it extremely easy since Patreon said, screw you, we don't want your business anymore. We're a woke company, and you're not. Eric the Tech rose to the occasion, created this through much blood, sweat, and tears, and we appreciate what he's done for this. I ask also that you take our shows, our programs, and you spread it on your social media platforms. That gets the word out. Hey, feel free to cut some of the, maybe take a cut at one of the programs if you like it, and put that up there. Okay, you can do that. But there's our Rumble channel. You're looking at that. We should be well into the triple digits right now, considering the fact that, you know, when we were on YouTube, of course, that was a go-to for everyone, 250,000 subscribers, gone. That's all right. We are building back and building back stronger. Not Biden building back, but the Hagman building back and coming after the globalists. We are coming after you. I guarantee you we are coming after you. I want to... the program that we did on Thursday, which this is, I'll just say this is a continuation of it. We talked about the difference you can make. Never let these people, these scumbags, these globalists rest. Take a look at this video clip. This is 20 seconds in length, I believe it is. And this is Green Beret Ivan Raiklin. He calls out former CDC director Rochelle Walensky. You know her. He calls her out for murdering some 38,000 people. Now, you know, when hearings take place at the Capitol, you can go in as a spectator. And that's what he did. Watch what he did, because you can do this. We all can and should do this. This is classy. I love this. I love the way he did this. And, you know, it's got to be wearing on these people. Maybe they've got no conscience, but you know, even if they have scintilla of consciousness about what they have done and what they're doing. This has got to be getting to them. And we have to keep the pressure on. So watch this. Radio listeners, they're filing in now. Rachel Walensky is in that crowd of people that is being seated, and the Reaper is taking the video. Watch this.
Hey, Dr. Walensky, Ivan Raiklin, I really look forward to you testifying about your involvement in murdering 38,000 Americans due to the jab.
What a smug little bitch. Did you get that? Can we play that one more time? I know when I do that, it drives their tech nuts, but can we play that one more time? Again, they're filing in. She's taking your seat.
Hey, Dr. Walensky, Ivan Raiklin, I really look forward to you testifying about your involvement in murdering 38,000 Americans due to the jab.
It's even better a third, fourth, and fifth time. But folks, you can do this. You get the idea. Randy Taylor is with me. Randy, what'd you think of that?
And the man didn't break any laws. He wasn't loud and abusive. He just told her flatly what was on his mind. And just that, she has to think about that. Think about that. While she's sitting there, she knows that man's sitting back there behind her. She don't know how many others of that man are sitting behind her. That has to be a really bad day in the courtroom.
I love it because I look at that and I think, okay, we can all do this to, whether it's on a local level or a state or national level, we can do that. And to me, this is just, it's fabulous.
Stop and think about it. We have a corrupt government. When the CIA goes into a foreign country and they want to topple a government, it's psyops, man.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to drop psyops. And I'll tell you what, I'm good at this. We're going to drop psyops. I'll make you crazy or you want to shoot yourself in the head, okay? I'm telling you, we'll do the psyops on these people. We will make them nuts. I want them with sleepless nights. I want them that they're looking over their shoulder, okay? And we don't have to touch any of them if we do it right. Now, don't get me wrong. There may come a day when we got to draw a line in sand and go, you're going to die if you cross that line. There's other ways that we can do it, because a lot of people are against the violence. And I don't want to turn the United States into Bosnia. You know what I'm saying? Just absolute destruction of our country. Yeah. That's not my life dream. If we do this properly, and I'll tell you why it could work and why it will work, because nobody's done it.
That's it. There you go.
That's the best part. And when we talk about surgical, this is just, you know, if we want to do something in another country, what does the U.S. do? We send in a team of Navy SEALs and they surgically strike.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're doing. We're picking out particular targets, okay, and we're going to put pressure on them. We're going to make them uncomfortable. We're going to make it where, no, they don't want to eat there again. You know what I'm saying? Where they don't want to be in that crowd with Antifa walking down the street, where they don't want to get up on the podium and say something stupid, because we're going to hold them accountable. And they thought they were going to Congress and be in the Senate and live the high life and have fun and get lots of money and everybody loves them. Wrong. We're going to crawl up your butt. You're going to do the job right, or we're going to get you out of there. We'll get people in there to do the job right. Okay?
Exactly.
Because we can make, I guarantee, enough people can make somebody crazy to where they'll resign 3 months into their term. I'm telling you, we're going to do this right, people. And you know what? I just did like the government does. I told you the plan. But you know what? Those guys don't know how we play.
There you go.
You know, the best part, they trained us.
And that almost sounds counterintuitive, but when you think about it,
that's great, because we studied how they topple governments. But guess what? I don't mind toppling this government in that fashion. I want a free and democratic republic as it was set forth. God gave us this country. It was a gift. You tell me how a bunch of farmers whipped His Majesty's army. It's divine intervention. This country was built on God. Traditions, principles, belief in a Bible, belief in a higher power. You know, you couldn't find one of these in Congress. You wouldn't find it anywhere in the Senate. I've got to go to a Motel 6 to find a Bible anywhere. And then they're pulling them from there. They're saying there's a war on Christianity. You know why? Because they know that's what our founding fathers, what was. Don't tell me my founding fathers didn't pray to God every night.
And you know how far we've fallen? Let me show you this page. Look at this page. Jeopardy. Fans furious after contestants stumped by easy Lord's Prayer Bible clue. And look at the answer to that question. So what's the question? They're looking for a simple word in the Lord's Prayer. And you got three geniuses, allegedly, that can't answer it. How far we have fallen since the words you just spoke?
Mm-hmm. How many people now know the words in the Pledge of Allegiance? You know what I mean? We when I was a kid, it was no secret that our country was based in God. It was not a secret. We knew it. We were taught that. We were told that. It wasn't shoved down your throat.
Exactly. And by the way,
and that's the point. God is take it or leave it. That's how it is.
And for the radio listeners, because we do have this up on the screen, the Jeopardy answer is Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 says, "Our Father, which art in heaven,
altogether now
be thy name." And they're looking for the word.
Hallowed.
Hallowed, right. But none of these mopes could answer that question. What have we fallen to?
Mm-hmm. Those people have degrees that are sitting on that stage.
Oh, yeah.
They're geniuses. They're beyond genius. They're smart people. I could never play Jeopardy. maybe today if they had the Bible category, I'd stand a chance there, or screwed up politicians category. Definitely be able to play that one. But this is crazy. I mean, when you go up to it, when Jesse Waters on Fox walks up to a college student, puts a microphone in their face and asks who was the first president of the United States? And they don't know. How did you get out of high school?
Yeah, or
how did you get out of grade school?
You know, it's like the old joke: who's buried in the tomb, or who's buried in Grant's tomb, or whatever. I don't know. You walk around, people. Where do we gain our independence from? Russia. You know, people, the college age kids, the most ignorant, stupid people, and when you engage those people in an attempt to argue facts with those people, many who are protesting against whether Christianity mm-hmm. or whatever, they cannot formulate a cogent argument, and it's just crazy.
That's why we get fascists on our face. That's why we get white supremacists on our face, because they're taking words off the media, and that's the only defense they have. The person that starts screaming labels at you,
yes,
okay, is projecting. Okay. If you went in and asked, what does LG and whatever that term of the alphabet people, what does that mean? They could tell you that in a second.
Oh, yeah.
But who's the first president of the United States? What year was such and such document signed? They don't know, but they've been indoctrinated with this liberal mindset that says it's okay to kill babies, but get upset and blame other people when your child goes and kills other children. You can't sit there and tell a child, you know what? It's okay. I know you're 12 years old, but your mama thought about aborting you. You know what I mean? You can't say that and then not think that kid's going to be screwed up. You know, when kids see this lack of value on human life is a beautiful thing God gave us. Okay. And we're supposed to live to glorify Him. What they're doing is not glorifying Him. And when you're teaching this to your children and you wonder why they go out and do outlandish, horrible, horrible crimes, it's because of what they were taught at home or what they weren't taught at home.
No father.
You ever think about it? Yes. Oh, how many broken homes? I don't care who you are. When your children are born in your family, you know what? It's not about you anymore. It's not. It's not about you. It's about those kids. God gave you those kids with a mission to raise them properly. Raise them in the way they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. But what are we teaching the kids? When we should be teaching them the good things about morals, ethics, family values, social values. Yeah, you bring up social values to one of these leftists, and you're going to get a whole different set of social values than anything I know about.
And maybe I shouldn't say this. Okay.
Go ahead. No, say it, brother.
Well, it's something you and I are going to do. Yeah. Well.
As long as it don't get us arrested.
Well, okay. I mean, you and I are going to be face to face at some point.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Shortly. Soon. It's in my travel plans.
Very soon. Folks, I guarantee you, buckle in, okay? Because it's, and I've got some plans. I'll just say this. I've got some plans, and I'm really praying, and I mean praying, where I can get to the southern border and take part in, or at least not get in the way of, some operations that are taking place at the southern border. But what Randy Taylor and I want to do is bring to you this platform of action. Yep. Not of yip, this is a problem, see you later, and then go play nine holes. No.
We talked about that yesterday with the trailer of freedom.
Yes.
And we're all pulling in different directions. There's a lot of people pulling, but they're pulling in the wrong direction, and the problem is they're not communicating with each other.
That's right.
You know, this isn't about, we're not trying to build a larger radio audience. We're trying to build a database of patriots that are interested in doing something, that when we say, hey, it's time to roll, it's time to roll. And if we come into pertinent information that affects you as an American citizen, you're not going to have to sit around and wait for the news to filter it, call it something different, and then place it on your plate in a small little portion. No, we're going to drop it right in your lap and let you know what's going on, and we may need your help.
And you know, this is something, if you've noticed this, the subtle changes at InfoWars over the last couple of days. Gee, what's Alex doing? Pretty much the same thing. And he said something where he said, you know, I'm tired of just talking about this. All I do is talk about this. And the same thing. You can expose the living crap out of these people until you do something. It's really meaningless. So now
we're all aware of what's happened.
Yeah.
We know about all the crimes, two-tier justice system, but nobody's doing anything about it. Doug and I had this conversation about a month ago, and we said, you know what? We're going to do different than the other shows. We're going to do different because we do at least thank God for the platform that we do have. And the beautiful people that we do have out there are Christian patriot brothers and sisters. But we can expand on that. And we can get everybody in the country that is of like mind and is tired of the injustices because of the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. They're all letting us down. They're violating the Constitution. They're violating our Bill of Rights. They want to take your guns. They want to sexually molest and exploit your children in a place of learning. Folks, if you've had enough, it's time to do something about it. And we're trying to get it together. We're the ones riding town to town on our horse and saying, the bridge is coming.
And you know, some people may be afraid of this, but when you look at, well, who's at the helm, or at least the visible, look, we get it. So you don't have to comment on, you know, saying, well, you don't understand. These are just figureheads. Look, but who's at the helm? Like, for example, at the White House. Okay, consider this. These are the types of people that we are fighting against. This is Dementia Joe. This is, I think, 20 seconds in length. It is 20 seconds. A mere 20 seconds to show you what a moron, how cognitively impaired this individual is. And Jill Biden, you remember that Saturday Night Live skit, Jane Curtin and Chevy Chase? Didn't he say, you slut? Wasn't that a thing back in the 70s? Anyway, Jill Biden, you contemptible piece of crap to be allowing your husband out there who's cognitively impaired to, number one, embarrass himself, but number two, and most importantly, embarrass the United States of America, the country that we love and we grew up in. Watch this 20 seconds, and Randy on the other side, tell me what you think of this, because I mean, this is a great idea. Folks, this is a fantastic idea. I think we should start construction right now. Watch this.
Well, we're going to win and we're going to help. We have plans to build a railroad from the Pacific all the way across the Indian Ocean. We have plans to build in Angola.
What are we going to build? Hey, Joe, tell us again what we're going to build. Can we do that?
Well, we're going to win and we're going to help. We have plans to build a railroad from the Pacific all the way across the Indian Ocean. We have plans to build in Angola, one of the largest solar plants in the world. I can go on, but I'm not. I'm going off script. I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh, he's going to get in trouble. By who?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And stop and think about what he said. There's a ton of information in those words.
20 seconds, a ton of info.
Yep.
Hey, Media Matters, Right Wing Watch. That's the guy? He's your guy? What the hell's wrong with you mopes?
Yep. I just, when I listen to the left, and especially when they get on social media and all, and I listen to what I read what they text and all, I don't know how they get to work each day. I don't know how they find the bathroom in their house. There is something.
I don't think some serious. Do.
The ones that are cheering Trump being arrested and upset about mugshots and this and that and the other thing, you sit there and listen to them and you say, how do you have the nerve to call us fascists when your behavior is such? All the things that they accuse us of is what they are doing. Stop and think about that. And if you're in the left, you're a Democrat or a liberal or whatever, and you're hearing my voice right now because you hate my guts, cool. All right. I'm happy you hate my guts because that means I'm poking you a little bit. Stop and think about what you say. Okay. You contradict yourselves about every third sentence. It's unbelievable. Go and pick a Democrat's post and read it on Twitter, for instance. one of these mouthy ones that does a long post. They'll start here, and by the time you get down here, they totally have contradicted themselves and passed on bad information. It's incorrect. That's where I always zip them. I start there, and then I point out their contradictions. They got this little snot on Twitter right now. Eric, keep your eyes open, all right? Anonymous, okay? Anonymous won't even respond to my post now because every time this idiot puts something up, I shut him down. Okay? He's the guy that says, Elon Musk doesn't build the cars. The guy that owns Starbucks doesn't pour the coffee. And they're anti-capitalist. And I said, yeah. But if you didn't have the capitalists like Elon Musk or someone that decided to start the company, there wouldn't be any place for you to work, you idiot.
This is a war on capitalism too, right?
Absolutely. But they refuse to acknowledge, until you shove it in their face, that if you didn't have the capitalists, you would probably be working for the government or sitting home on welfare. The capitalist is the guy that's got the dream, and they're upset because he makes money. He laid everything on the line to put that job down for everybody to do. He provided jobs. He's feeding families. And you have the nerve to pick him out and pick at him because he's a capitalist and he gets to put a little bit more money in his pocket than the employees? Duh. At least you have a job. It's just they constantly, please, when people don't walk away from an argument with the left. If you see it, read it, evaluate it, make a few notes, and then slam them. Because at the end of the day, they don't have a valid argument on anything. They don't have a valid argument on anything. I don't understand. The only way these people can even live in our society and be in the human race is because they were indoctrinated, unfortunately, in our school systems. We can't blame everything on CNN. Okay, they just continually defeat them when they leave school. Mm-hmm. It's our universities. Now it's in our high schools. Listen to what your children are saying. Ask them questions about, hey, did you guys happen to talk today about such and such? That's if you're still meeting at the dinner table. Okay, that's when I believe our country really fell apart, when families quit meeting at the dinner table. But that's when you used to ask, I know my folks used to ask me, what did they talk about in school today? A lot of parents have no idea that their children are being indoctrinated, or they refuse to accept they're being indoctrinated because it's going to present a problem and they might have to get up off their ass and go to a school board meeting and get it straightened out.
Yes.
Okay? Put yourself aside. Look after your children and the other guy. Forget about yourself for a second. If there's an injustice, man, do something about it.
Or your grandchildren, depending on your age. But you've got, yeah, you've got, exactly. I want to show you this, because along with the clip you saw about Biden's great idea about building a railroad, you know, through the water, the Indian Ocean. I want to see that, by the way. Again, hey, you know what, SBLC, you know, Media Matters, Right Wing Watch, he's your guy, man. Him and Cackles, him and Harris, you know, knee pads Harris. But I want you to take a look at this. This is a message to the LGBTQRSP BLT sandwich community.
The alphabet people.
Yeah, the alphabet people. Thank you. The alphabet communists, the alphabet Satanists, that the Biden-Harris regime, hey, we've got your back. Look at this PSA. This is in the show prep for Friday.
Yes, sir.
At HagmanPI.com. Watch this.
These are our kids. These are our neighbors. Not somebody else's kids. They're all our kids. And our children are the kite strings that hold our national ambitions aloft. It matters a great deal how we treat everyone in this country. The LGBTQ Americans, especially children, you're loved, you're heard, and this administration has your back.
Okay, Randy Taylor, what's wrong with that? I mean, seriously.
They're not our children. They're not their children.
Thank you.
They're the children of the parents,
yeah.
Period. This, the government is not supposed to raise your children. Society is not supposed to raise your children. You're supposed to raise your children, install and instill the ethics, the morality. Most of us live by example, please. This is not up to the schools. When you turn that God-given right over to strangers, you might as well just hand them the kid. And stop and think about these parents that what they're allowing to go on in these schools, and they think it's all about rainbows and unicorns. No. They're sexually exploiting your children. I saw a meme the other day, and I thought, this is great. The only thing a four-year-old boy needs to know is that girls have cooties. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
They brought the sexual education on way too fast. Up in Canada, okay, in Ontario, under that Kathleen Wynne, she had a guy, the guy who's in charge of education and everything, and he's the one that started putting the sex into the kids' curriculum in grade school. Now, this is a guy, Ben Levin, I believe it's Ben Levin. And this guy did time for molesting children. This guy said he would have sex with his granddaughters. Yeah, and the liberal put him in charge of the education material and the system in Ontario. This was years ago. That got reeled in very much by Doug Ford, who is a premier of Ontario, and he's a conservative. And the first, one of the first things he did, as he promised, is went in and he allowed the sexual education, but it wasn't this degree of depravity. I went to my kid's school. I went there. I didn't sit on my ass. I went there and grabbed the principal. The principal walked me down to the teacher who was going to be teaching. And that teacher had to open up all their learning materials and show me what was going to be said. Amen. What if I didn't do that? And that little fella, he knew. No, he could tell that day I was not in a good frame of mind.
I was going to say, you know, I don't know if I'd like to see you coming.
This guy, and the thing is, you know what? Him and I got along fine after that because he understood that was my child.
Amen.
That was my kid. And I gave a damn. And that I gave a damn. And I was speaking for the parents that didn't have the guts to go in there and say something. And he knew it. And by golly, he respected it. And that's what you got to do. You know, you think that you'll be chastised, thrown out. You might get a bad name in town. You know what? You might get some respect if you go down there and defend what you believe in.
There you go.
Go to a school board meeting, grab a couple dads and say, hey, show them the curriculum. Show them a film of these transsexuals waving their private parts in these children's faces and the little kids putting money in their G-strings. Are you kidding me?
You know, 15 years ago, they would have been. What we're seeing now happening on the streets of America with these drag shows, those people would have been arrested.
Yes, and the parents.
And yes. And the parents of the kid. When I see a mom or a dad take a child to watch a drag show, okay, I want to punch the living daylights out of the parents.
I really do. No, Doug, I totally agree with you. It makes me so angry because that's a baby, man.
Yeah,
it's just a babe, and you. So many families want children that can't have children, and God gave you a child, and you're abusing that right, and you're exposing them. That's no different to me than taking them down to a transsexual bar and dropping them off on Saturday night. You just said it's okay to do this. That's what you're saying. It's okay to do this. And don't tell me about rainbows and unicorns. I don't want to hear about it. What I saw is depravity. What I see on YouTube when they have the parade and the guy runs over here and shakes it in front of this little boy's face and then runs back over here and shakes it in a little girl's face and mommy hands him a dollar and they put a dollar in the G-string. That's disgusting. Shame on you.
Amen to that. Now,
you will answer for it. You're going to answer for it.
If not now, and if not to us,
you'll meet your maker, and one day you will answer for it.
That's right.
That's the right. Only promise we have is that we're going to die someday, and we're going to answer to our maker for what we've done.
And you know what? We have to make sure the fight is righteous. I want to show you. I don't know how many people saw this. This changes gears slightly, but not that much. You know, Tucker Carlson, of course, benched from Fox. I don't even know the right word, correct word, but all right, it doesn't matter. His episodes have been just taken off. Well, episode 3 was of particular. That episode was fantastic, but there was a section in there that when you isolate it, it's about 9 minutes, 10 seconds in. He explains a few things that Randy Taylor and myself, we've been talking about, but this is a broader view of things. You want to know who the enemies of you of me, of us, who they are. You want to know what's happening? Take a listen to this. We'll play just a couple of minutes of this. And Randy, I want to ask you about what he says here, because when you look at the bigger picture, I think that he's spot on with this. Go ahead.
So Joe Biden is doing what no president has ever dared to do. He's using law enforcement to lock up his chief rival. That's happening right now. Anyone who denies it's happening is lying to you. But actually, it's worse than that. Trump's prosecution isn't just political, it's ideological. Nobody with Trump's views is allowed to have power in this country. Criticize our wars and you're disqualified. If you keep it up, we'll send you to prison. That's the message Washington is sending. Not just the Democratic Party is sending, but both parties are sending. Like so many Republicans, for example, the supposedly conservative governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, spent yesterday totally ignoring the destruction of the American justice system. Instead, he signed a highly important bill called the Crown Act, which, according to the celebratory tweet Abbott sent commemorating it, will, quote, prohibit discrimination based on textures and hairstyles historically associated with race. In other words, in Texas, cornrows are now protected by law. Having unapproved views about Ukraine is not. That's fine with most elected Republicans. They find Trump tiresome and embarrassing. Their donors hate him. They will not be sad if he dies in jail. But what about voters? What are they learning from this spectacle? Well, mostly they're learning that they have no power at all because nobody cares about them. But they already knew that. Unlike so many of our elected leaders, they have been to America recently. They know what it looks like. Have you seen it? If you've got a few days this summer, find out. Take a road trip and see for yourself. Drive 500 miles in any direction and then come home. How are things looking? Well, they should look great. The federal government spent $6.5 trillion last year. That's more than any government has ever spent, ever. So at the very least, you would expect pristine public roads. Oh no, that's not what you see when you drive around this country. There are potholes and Jersey barriers everywhere. Looks like Tegucigalpa before the Chinese decided to rebuild the infrastructure of Honduras. We don't have China buying our roads. So they're falling apart. You'd think the people you would pass on your road trip would look happy and prosperous. Again, this is a very rich country. But a lot of them don't. Quite a few appear to be strung out on drugs. You see them shuffling by shuttered storefronts in small towns. And you wonder, as you see all of this, where did all the money go? It's certainly not here. Well, it's in Washington. It's in Fairfax and Loudoun counties and in leafy, perfectly manicured Northwest D.C. And of course, a huge chunk of it went to Ukraine, to Zelensky and his friends. Not because you voted for that. You didn't vote to give it to them. You never would. But because Joe Biden and his many allies, from Chuck Schumer to Mitch McConnell to Paul Ryan and every single news anchor on all of television, all of them believe that Ukraine, its borders, its future, its infrastructure are all more important than the town that you live in. They sincerely think that, and it's obvious. Everyone in power thinks that, except for Donald Trump. Whatever else you say about him, Trump is the one guy with an actual shot at becoming president who dissents from Washington's long-standing pointless war agenda. And for that, that one fact, they're trying to take Trump out before you can vote for him. And that should upset you more than anything that's happened in American politics in your lifetime. Even if you don't plan to vote for Donald Trump, even if you would die before voting for Donald Trump, which is your right and a lot of good people feel that way, even still, the destruction of our democracy, which is the right of voters to support any candidate they want, even candidates who don't want war with Russia, the destruction of that should keep you up at night. Yes, Donald Trump is a flawed man, but his sins are minor compared to those of his persecutors. In this life, we don't get to choose our martyrs. We can only choose our principles, and America's are at stake.
RT, isn't that what you were conveying the other day?
Yeah, exactly. And the people that support Trump, you have every right to support Donald Trump. And if we do this right, and we get our government back, Donald Trump never see the inside of a jail. So keep that in mind.
Yep.
Get on board with us. All right? You can sit around and talk and put pro-Trump stuff all over Twitter and get followers. You aren't doing anything to really help the cause. You should be doing that plus something else.
Yes.
You got to get active. They've got to see you. They've got to know you're out there. They've got to see you in the street. you know what? These 20 Congress people that won't go after Schiff, I'll put dollars to donuts. The reason is they're being blackmailed somehow.
Yes.
This is that, and don't go, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. No. No.
And the left,
the left lives on
McCarthy,
that.
McCarthy, there were deals made between McCarthy and every one of those 20 that McCarthy said, you have an out. You can, I want you to vote this way. We know that the system is rigged, but I want you to think about something else. And I spoke about this before and after Clay Clark was on yesterday. People are not recognizing. They recognize greed when they see it. But let me ask you this, RT. Do people understand the interlocking ideological common ground among the conspirators right now in government that we see? Greed is one thing. I get that. But there is this, belief is a driver of action. I believe that we have this interlocking ideological common ground among the conspirators. And those people are the people that want to see this country enmeshed or a part of a one world government, new world order. And they have been brainwashed. I don't care if it's MK Ultra. I don't care if it's just stupid, repetitive programming and broadcasting. But we have to do more than just explore this avenue. And expose it. We have to change it. Go ahead, sir.
The part I'm not understanding is, what is the great selling point about the globalism? I have yet to see a single thing come out of a globalist mouth or on paper that is a benefit to mankind. Yet, I haven't seen anything.
Well, they've been promised a seat at the table.
But they're promising the elites a seat at the table.
Correct.
The middle class, you're going to be the ones that are slaves. You have to wonder why people in government, like as Doug was just saying, what is it that commonality that's keeping them voting and doing the will and the bidding of the globalist? What is it? Are they promised a seat at a table? Are they being blackmailed? What is going on? Because no rational human being would sign up for this. No rational human being that gave a damn about their constituents, whether the people in the United States of America and Canada, would agree to any of this. What is going on? We're getting to the point where I don't care what's going on. We're stopping it. You know why? If the right people aren't in place, we're going to make sure the right people get in place. But the right and the wrong people are sitting there, we're going to pressure you. Be advised. You're going to feel it. Make you famous.
There you go.
Okay? Because it doesn't take a great big mass when you do this right. I know it's impossible, probably, and I'll say this just because I know human nature, it's impossible probably to unite 150 million people, but maybe it is possible. And maybe a leader will eventually.
Through God,
everything's possible.
Yeah.
This was a gift from God, this country. Think about it. The country's only been around, 250 years, roughly? Think about it.
Yep.
It's a gift. Look at how it's set up. The men that designed the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, back 250 years ago, they knew this would happen. And they put in all kinds of ways to make it not happen, to keep us as a pure republic. Yeah. They build it in, and we're abusing that. And people, don't ever give up your guns. Don't give up your voice. And you've got to start calling out evil when you see it. You've got to start defending each other. You see somebody being harassed, beat up, do something.
I want to say this before I forget.
Yeah.
When I was doing a deep dive on some things, I did not know this. This did not come off the internet. It came from a book, and I'm trying to remember the name of the book, and I apologize. Maybe Death of the Grown-Up by Diana West. I did not realize that James Comey, while in college, called himself and identified himself as a communist. I didn't know that. James Comey, from the CIA that we know, but James Comey did. And I don't know why I had to plug that in there right there, but I wanted people to know that.
Because we've let poison into our government. How did Barack Hussein Obama, a known terrorist, end up running the country?
Yeah.
And he's still running the country.
There you
you
go.
Think this stuff's by accident? No. No, he's a conduit. Obama's a message boy.
Yep, you got
that's
that
all
right.
He is. He's just a house boy bringing the message. Okay? There's people telling him what to do. He really, when Bush failed with the Arab Spring, Obama took right over and kept right on going. He also managed to set the United States back somewhere between 40 and 50 years as far as racial tension.
Amen. Beer summit time. Remember
thank
that.
You. That is, thank you. This is not a joke. And this is a man who conspired in the Weather Underground with Bill Ayers. And they talked openly about sacrificing some people for the good of the many.
And you
I'm
know,
sorry. Bill, I never gave anybody that decision-making power.
On 9/11/2001, Bill Ayers was featured on the front page of the New York Times saying, we did not do enough, me and standing on the American flag. Okay. And he's allowed to say that. They're allowed to print that. But when I say on January 6th, we did not, in my view, do enough. Boy, I'll tell you what, the gates of hell opened on mm-hmm. me. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm here to tell you that I believe on January 6th, we did not do enough. And we could have done more.
If we'd had about 10 times the people down there,
it would
have been a whole different day.
That's right.
And a whole different day. And they're doing what they're doing to those people on January 6th is to scare you from ever even thinking about doing it again. I'm sorry.
Yep.
This is a country where we're allowed to protest.
And I was thinking.
If we were all black or gay, there wouldn't have been anybody put in jail.
No.
You think I'm joking? I don't know. I'm not kidding at all.
If they would have been wearing Target, tuckets.
Why do you think during the BLM riots and Antifa, when they're tearing towns apart and cities, nothing's done? Yeah, they do nothing because they're under orders not to do anything. This, folks, if you can't see it, I can't help you. We got to tilt the table back, not necessarily into our favor, but at least where it's even, because it'll be in our favor.
Exactly.
Equality will work in our favor. But that Barack Hussein Obama, anybody that praises him is an idiot. There's nothing good about that man. Nothing. Nothing.
Exactly.
Did he accomplish when he was in office or in his entire life? Did that man do that was worthwhile, that was, even presentable? He is a vile, vile individual. And he's still trying to run the government. He's still running the government. He has a fully staffed office about 8 blocks from the White House.
Yeah, he does.
So don't think Joe Biden, who can't make it to the bathroom on his own, is getting up and saying anything of any wisdom. Okay, he is told exactly what to say and when to say it. And you can tell when he screws up.
Yeah.
The guy can't walk to an airplane. I mean, this whole thing, and if he loses where he's at and his thought process, his earpiece isn't working right, he's totally without words because he's an idiot.
Exactly. In addition to Obama, and I took some notes, again, from some research I'm doing. Hillary Clinton is another facet of this the people behind the Biden regime. You know, look, we know that she owns a five-bedroom home in Chappaqua for $1.7 million. We know that. But did you know, folks, that she's got a seven-bedroom house in Embassy Row in D.C. worth $2.85 million? That's $4.5 million in property alone. That's on the government salary, I might add. Okay, so...
Look at the money that went through the Clinton Foundation.
That's
unaccounted for.
And look at what they did to Haiti.
That's where they set up
Silsby.
And I think down in Haiti is when they really set up their child trafficking network.
And Laura Silsby changed her name to Laura Gaylor and is now working for an alert service with... my goodness, a child welfare agency. So you know these people are still around. You know, people forget about things like the tarmac meeting back in June 27th, 2016, between Bill Clinton and the attorney general, the black attorney general. What was her name? Whatever. People forget.
Lynch.
Loretta Lynch. Thank you very much. People think about or forget about, the... the various things like the all the Comey testimony, the testimony from Andrew McCabe, all of this. This all is part of a justice system that is broken beyond belief. And to even really hammer the point home, this came out with under the Federalist Today. The Federalist published this today. Biden forces Burisma to pay. If you can go to that page, it's the second to the last on show prep for today. It'll be in the Hagman PI show notes. Here it is. The Bidens coerced Burisma to pay $10 million in bribes, says credible FBI source. Folks, read this article. This is now this is selling your nation out for greed, for avarice, because I don't know if Biden, Joe Biden, has the cognitive ability to associate himself with any ideological concern. On the other hand, he does probably still recognize a Benjamin when he sees it. However, he began with that ideological part to this. So we are being sold out from underneath us. Folks, this is, and by the way, this came out in the same time, at the same time that President Trump was arraigned, was indicted and arraigned both. If you look at the headlines on the indictment day and then the arraignment day, you'll see very important headlines with Burisma and Hunter and Joe Biden on that day, as well as the day of arraignment. I just wanted to say that. Go ahead, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're using Trump. And I hate to say it, they're trying to draw your attention away from Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. You take any one of these offenses that we found out about Biden, and you compare them to anything that Trump might have done. You know, selling the country out for $10 million, whole lot different than sex with a stripper.
Yeah.
I personally don't. And the thing is, Donald Trump wasn't the president at the time. Everybody's done something in their life that they're not exactly proud of. Okay. But then you decide to throw yourself in there. And I admire the guy for that. He threw himself into the limelight under that scrutiny to become the president of the United States. And what do? The first thing they do is start digging in his past. Well, how about just looking at when he's the president? That's all I care about because that's what we hired him for. Exactly. I don't care what he did. I don't care what the guy did when he worked at McDonald's before he got here. I don't care.
And
I care about what he's doing for me and my country at this present time. And that's what exactly. that should have been the scale that the man was measured by. But no, we've got to go down every little rabbit hole and look for something. When we've got a clown right now that sold us out, and there's numerous instances of this. This isn't just a one-timer. Listen, you look at what Biden owns. On a vice president's salary, he shouldn't have all that. Exactly. Do the math, people. And you wonder why the kids screwed up? It started with daddy. The man has fondled his, took showers with his daughter. And every child you see him with, he's got his hand in their crotch or feeling them up.
Yep.
There's something, and then telling them, well, they're not your children, they're our children. You know, okay, buddy.
You know, and this, and what's taking place right now with the documents, indictment, and arraignment. Folks, under Obama, did you know this? Over six people were charged and convicted for mishandling classified information. You never hear about that. The violations of the Federal Records Act under Obama and under Clinton. The violation of, now this is, these are process crimes, violation with the Foreign Affairs Manual, in the Foreign Affairs Manual. Hillary Clinton signed classified non-disclosure agreements that were violated. You don't hear about that. Congress, back in 2015, sent letters to Hillary Clinton about the missing emails, okay?
Yeah.
The 30,000 plus emails that were redacted and lost. Okay.
And deemed classified.
Yeah, and by the way, classified information of the emails that were sent, 8 threads contained top secret information, 8 confidential information, which is the lowest classification. Separately, 2,000 were up classified to confidential. Hillary Clinton refused to turn over her email for 5 months to the Benghazi committee. That's just for starters. So now we've got this, and man,
I'm gonna be curious on some of the documents that they pulled from Mar-a-Lago, where Trump's
Mar-a-Lago,
Mar-a-Lago. I'll be curious how many of them were put there by FBI agents.
Okay. There you
secondly, I want to know what date exactly were they deemed classified.
And
whose signature are we going to see on that classification, on that order to classify? Oh, come on now.
And by, just from my experience, and I know yours too, classification, everything is friggin' classified, even you know, the lunch menu Congress.
We would turn in stuff to the federal government that was open source and then go to call and say, oh, yeah, by the way, we're on the phone. Shoot me a copy of that real quick so I can pull it up on the screen. We can't do that. It's classified.
Yeah.
I gave it to you. What? This, and so I understand the classification game.
Yeah.
That's why they have no respect for me. And charging this ex-president, they're doing things to an ex-president that you just don't do.
And Biden, you heard from Biden, Carlson. You know,
and folks, please do not forget, George Bush Sr. received classified briefings from the Central Intelligence Agency every day of his life.
Yeah.
Even after he left office.
Even when he was, you know, basically nearly a vegetable toward the end.
It was like watching Grandma Walton, you know. When they had the Walton. I remember the Walton special when I was a kid. They put poor Grandma out. And the biggest thing was trying to keep her seated in the chair. She had no idea where she's at.
Wait a minute. When you were a kid, that was you were far from being a kid when that
was. I was a full grown adult. But poor Ellen Corby. I felt that they abused that poor woman. But that's what I always think of when I think of Jimmy Carter. And
exactly.
Of all the people you mentioned, could you imagine them doing this?
And for radio listeners, you're seeing Trump stepping into North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
No other president has done it. No other president could get that guy to meet him and talk to him. We wouldn't even have a war going on in Ukraine right now if Donald Trump wasn't been elected president.
Oh,
he was
hell
elected
no.
president. He just never saw the office. But this, you know, think about what they went after him for. You know, talking with Russia, talking with President Zelensky from Ukraine. That's nothing. Having sex with a stripper many years before he's ever president. And you got Biden over here with 5 billion or 5 million, then 10 million. And we don't even know a fraction of the crimes this man has committed.
Oh.
His family. This is like the Gaddis running Washington. Where does it stop? We know that's the end there. So, ladies and gentlemen.
I wasn't paying attention to the clock, and here we are. We're at the end of the show. Randy Taylor, thank you. RT@HagmanPI.com. That's RT@HagmanPI.com.
Thank you, folks, for your support. Thank you.
Amen.
And please continue to support us. We have things we have to do. This is proactive, not reactive anymore.
Amen to that. My brother, thank you. We'll be talking. Folks, have a good weekend. Sir.